I didn't know what end was up. And what really worried me about that is I went home to support a family. I came from a great childhood. It wasn't like I had a whole bunch of baggage. And I thought, if I can't deal with this well, how about all these other people that are really under a lot of pressure?
Right, right.
Now, I still thought I was unique. I thought there's no way that this is typical. Then I started diving into the research. And then I started speaking about it. And in every audience, I would say, has anybody ever been in a toxic workplace? I finally started changing the question. Is there anyone who's never been in a toxic workplace?
Wow.
And one hand would go up because it is so prevalent. So I decided to take it on and to see what I could do to help leaders, to help the people who are being targeted, to help colleagues, to help people learn what it is and what their responsibility is when it comes to exercising civility. However, while I talk about the workplace, it really extends to life in general.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, if it happens at the workplace, it also happens in real life in your everyday life.
Right.
If it happens in the workplace or in your everyday life, it can transfer to the other part and affect that as well, which is, so obviously.
Which is one of the concerns, right?
Yeah,
you drag it home. I used to drag it home all the time. Mm-hmm. And if you talk to anybody, it's pretty typical that they take it home and affect everybody. And they've heard the same stories over and over again.
Right?
Yeah, it's really bad. And they're trying to be sympathetic, but you can only be so sympathetic. So I try to give them some real tools and some insights as far as really how is it affecting businesses? It affects the bottom line tremendously, tremendously.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So the number one reason that people leave companies, organizations, is because of job stress. And most of the job stress is coming from workplace incivility. When I started talking about this, let's see, I found the records out of 2009, and American businesses were losing $300 billion every year because of workplace incivility. So that's with a B. So $300 billion. By 2016, so less than 10 years later, that number nearly doubled to $500 billion. And what that translates to is if I'm bugging you, if I'm that colleague who's always irritating you, you cannot focus on your job. Right? You can't
really pay attention.
Tell
me about this workplace here.
You can't pay attention. You can't do your best work. You're always basically and literally looking over your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
The lies start. Schisms start. It just is pervasive. And what's contagious is behaviors and emotions. So behaviors and emotions are contagious, good or bad. So if you start with one person and they're not handled as far as their incivility, and that is allowed to continue, that begins to trickle down. And suddenly you have a workplace that's been transformed into a toxic workplace.
Mm. Talking with Diana Dameron, Civility Unleashed. It's the second edition. Unleashing civility in a world of anxiety, TikTok videos, all the social media plays into it, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, I just saw that, I just heard a clip in the news as far as both New York and Florida are taking on social media for youngsters because of the detrimental effect on youngsters, on teenagers, on little ones. And in fact, I think it's a New York legislator. I may be incorrect on who said this, but they compared it to fentanyl. And, I was doing some teaching with some girls, 12, 13-year-old girls. This is a couple years ago, about 150 of them. And I asked them, so what's bullying look like these days? And I kind of hearkened back to what I had heard earlier, what I went through, all that kind of stuff. And I said, so people say nasty things and they, oh, no. They're so sweet to your face. So sweet to your face. And as soon as you turn around, they get on social media and lie.
Mm.
So I had three girls out of 150 who didn't have phones. And I asked them, expecting them to feel sorry for, no, I don't have a phone. They actually perked up and they put their chin up in the air and it was like, nope. I don't have a phone. And it was almost like, I don't have to deal with that stuff.
That's kind of refreshing.
Yes,
to hear that.
It was wonderful.
Hey, we're talking with Diana Dameron, Civility Unleashed, and we're going to continue talking with her here and see. She's got a lot more to share with you. Momentarily, let me take a phone call before we take a break here. David in Stockton, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yep, you bet.
The Pat's Pete podcast is so good, and I had never really checked it out. So I watched number 39, and I've been binging it ever since.
Oh, thank you.
The website layout is wonderful. Please, everybody, give it a chance.
Ah, David, thank you. You just made my night, David. Thank you,
well,
sir.
You know, listening to you for 10 years has got me through some really tough times. But in elementary and junior high school, I always listened to Wolfman Jack.
Yes, sir.
And he was mentioned on episode 19.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're such a broadcast supernova. You fall away from your imitations that you do of people to how you get the show flowing, and you're really creative lately, and it's always fun when you have a few people on set, and it's fun when you're just...
David, thank you, man. You honestly made my night. I greatly appreciate that, sir. Really do. Thank you.
I wanted to tell you something real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, David.
Okay, so SA, Grosserito, Baja California, 50,000 watts of soul power from Tula Vista, California. It's a Wolfman Jack show.
Hey!
I would listen to it on my dad's ham radio, which dads had then, and sometimes the signal would fade, but that's what was part of the fun of it.
I love it. If I'd have known you were going to do it, go ahead.
So that got me through elementary and junior high, always listening. So here's the point. Well, let me tell you something. So anyway, my parents and my brother traveled to L.A. to get a phone book down there, look up the address of SBRB, and my dad reluctantly heads down Sunset Boulevard toward the ocean and pulls over. These low clapboard buildings are sun bleached and the paint's peeling and the brass is all worn. And I'm nauseated to think I'm going to meet the Wolfman. And never has even seen a picture of him. But the door probably hadn't been opened in years. And I shuffled back to the car with my head down. And that was the odyssey of me not ever meeting my favorite radio DJ. Thank you for my listening to my show.
David, thank you for the call, my friend. Very kind. He's talking about Pat's Peeps. Thank you. That meant the world to me. Easiest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights because I don't want to see. Mama told me let's go. I asked Diana Dameron which music she likes. She says, I like Three Dog Night. Here's some Three Dog Night for you. Diana Dameron, Civility Unleashed. Check out her book. What else can they check out? Whoop. We got a microphone on? There we go. Huh? There we
talk go. About civility. Bring up my song. I love this.
Yeah. That's a great
okay.
Test.
Okay, civility. What, I'm sorry. Let me go back to your question.
Yeah.
Where can they?
What else can they get? You got the book?
Oh, I've got the book. I talk about civility. I go out and give public lectures on it. I coach about civility. I think we are in... I mean, listen to anybody right now, right? Everybody you talk to is kind of wondering if the world is coming to an end.
Yeah,
we are really in strange, strange times. Mm. And I would say that we are, in fact, defining civility right now. Civility has been under attack. I contend there's been a devolution, as such, a devolution of civility. 60s and 70s, they took on manners, right?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And manners really weren't all that important anymore. It was too much of the establishment. And what people fail to notice is that the manners are really about the other person, really about taking care of that other person, showing respect to the other person. 80s started really talking about my rights, not my responsibilities, my rights. Then you got the 90s and you got the 2000s and you got technology coming in. So all of this is morphed together that we have lost this sense of looking out for the other person, of listening to the other person. And I contend it's like a spotlight and that we started really, Emily Post had this great quote, manners are a sensitive awareness of the feelings of others.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so we had this sense of what we cared about the others' feelings, not just ours.
Boy, I wish we cared about others' feelings, others,
yeah,
because we're missing that. Civility Unleashed with Diana Dameron. I want to finish off from the first hour because our friend Diana Dameron is still here. And I did not want her to leave without. Aww. She comes all the way here from, let's just say, out of state, somewhere,
yes,
else.
Montana.
Okay. That was okay. I was didn't want
Montana
to give away here. And your address is. No.
Everybody knows.
She's in Montana.
If they follow Facebook and know me on social media, I'm in the snow a lot.
I remember coming across the switchblades in Montana in like late June, coming into down into Red Lodge.
Mm.
And up there, even though it was late June, there was still lots of snow up there.
Yeah. Gorgeous country.
But beautiful.
Yeah.
Roscoe, Montana. Last time I went fishing was in Roscoe, Montana, 1986. So it's a beautiful state. But just wanted to, because we kind of ran out of time. And I wanted to, first of all, tell people where they can get your book. Get a hold of your book, which is Civility Unleashed, Diana Dameron. Please check it out. She's a sweetheart. And she's very civil, I notice. And
you caught me on a good day.
Oh, good. Thank goodness. Thanks for saving it for today. Pardon
well,
me.
You can grab the book over at Amazon or at my website, dianadameron.com. I also have a Kindle version of it as well. And yeah, you can pick up the book and go through the five steps. And it's something that, you know, even couples, even businesses owned by couples, I mean, it is for everybody, for the family, for couples, and for businesses.
And one of the main things I noticed in today's society, and it again, it permeates, you know, like you said, couples and businesses and all of this stuff is the lack of civility and respect and things that we see towards one another. So just as we wrap this up, so we know where to get the book, and I thank you for that. And also thank you for being a great guest, like I knew you were going to be.
Oh, thank you for
but
being
just,
a great interviewer.
No, thank you. Let's just finish it off by,
you bet,
just real quickly, because it being civil, then we'll transfer to the master tapes. But being civil, C-I-V-I-L, it's like little five little steps you
put on
your book.
Yep, five little steps. Yep. C is for choose. You got to actually choose civility. It's a decision you make. We make 35,000 choices every day. Choose civility. I is to identify yourself from a position of strength. So often we treat somebody else poorly because we really think so poorly of ourselves. V is value. Value other people. Show your appreciation. I is for invite feedback. Like it or not, we need feedback.
Yeah, right.
Right? And we get feedback all the time. Sometimes we ask for it. Sometimes we don't. But look for that kernel of truth in that feedback. And L is for let go of all those habits that are getting in the way of unleashing civility. And the number one I hear over and over again is not at all what I would think. But when I'm teaching my classes, so many times people say to get up a little bit earlier so they eat a real breakfast instead of coffee and a donut.
Oh,
because
yeah,
that
yeah,
puts
yeah,
them in a far better frame of mind.
It would seem like it would.
Yeah. They drive nicer. They're
really
nicer to their colleagues.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't expect that. I expected something much more. I don't know. Just something different. But
expect grouchy people if you don't get your coffee, too. I mean, speaking for myself and all that, huh?
You can have your coffee, but have a breakfast, too.
I get much more civil after I've had my coffee and my breakfast, especially after my coffee. But yeah. Wow, we sure need it. We really need more civility. So, again, Diana is a great friend, longtime friend, colleague, and someone who is doing something that I really do respect so much. Again, because we need civility in our lives, and it's lacking. I mean, I talk about it every single night. Yeah. Quite frankly, it keeps me, you know, I'll point it out when I can. And then the rest of the time, I'm trying to keep things a little bit lighter because we hear so much incivility all the time. And everyone's seemingly, I don't know, picked a team, or, you know, again with the
election
came
up
and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but if you look around, like just staying here for a couple of days, oh my gosh, everybody's thank you here, please.
Right.
I mean, just very, very. It's out there. It's out there. We can't buy into just what the media is saying, and we can't pick sides. You've got to be. I define civility as the consistent communication of respect. The consistent is the hard piece.
Mm-hmm.
We're typically conditional. We're conditional in showing respect as far as if you look like me, if you think like me, if you live like me, and if you vote like me. As long as you do those four things, then I'll be respectful. Other than that, that's where we have to change.
And you said something, and I agree with you, and you said something. Go ahead, Kendall. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt, but it's so weird. What we're talking about right now dovetails directly into the movie I'm going to review tonight.
Is that right?
Directly into the movie I'm going to review tonight. And it's just, that's eerie.
And I know the movie you're talking about, too. And we're going to have an interesting conversation.
Oh, I know
about
we
that.
Will. I know we will. But
well,
yeah.
I don't know what movie you're talking
Origin.
About.
I know you're going to know it. I know that's what you're going to talk about.
Ava DuVernay's new one. Oh, yes.
I listened to her the other day. I'll have to tell you about that conversation.
Well, yeah. Okay. And, you know, separate the artist from the art sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
To give you, if you don't agree. But you're talking about civility. You're talking about how individuals interact with each other on a personal one-on-one basis. Your own personal experiences inform you of whatever judgment that you have of the individual, the best way to do it. And the irony is that when you do that, it's easier to form a community because your opinions are unbiased from individual to individual, or they're based on individual to individual, as opposed to a belief, a dogma, a group belief that in which you form your opinions and your basis without any experience.
And we have to remember it's our responsibility. And we have to remember that we leave people, you and I leave people in a different place than where we found them, physically, mentally, emotionally, even if it's just by looking at one another.
Right, I agree.
And I want to go back to something you said too, Diana, because I absolutely agree. When I say we need civility, there's a lot of examples why I don't think that part of the society is civil. I mean, I'm not even going to start it. It's Friday night, but smash and grabs, I can go down the whole list.
Yeah, sure.
But I also agree that most of society is civil. We are polite to one another, and that... that the media does want to make it seem like we're not civil towards one another. And I'm not saying we're always perfect and all of that, but I think that they pushed that agenda. And so it's nice to see you just reaching out with messages about and just discussing it. It's what we need. So please.
It's an awareness.
Yeah.
It's an awareness and responsibility.
Civility Unleashed, second edition. If you're going to listen to a master tape, Diana Dameron, do you have any that you would suggest that you would go, this is the one, if I had my opportunity, they're going to play this master tape for me? Anything?
How about the Pointer Sisters?
Really?
I love the Pointer Sisters.
I happen to like them myself. Do you have a particular song?
You know, I can never remember titles. I never remember the name of a song.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Boy, we are so different there.
So you could just pull out any Pointer Sisters.
My favorite song by the Pointer Sisters. They got a great country song, too, you know?
Oh, hold on.
Isn't it. I'm so sorry.
I'm
not even playing that. See, that's my least favorite. Nah.
Okay, go to what you want.
No, that's not. See, that's Caitlin playing. I'm like, I pushed a button. I know that wasn't the right one. See, that's like, I don't know why. That's just so commercialized to me. I don't know. But see, now, I was going to say, because this one is about civility. Yes, we can. 1973, the Pointer Sisters. If you listen to the words, it's perfect to go out. Buy her book. Check it out, please. Put it on your Kindle. It's Civility Unleashed. It's Diana Dameron. So if you listen to the words, here's your Pointer Sisters. That's really my favorite song by them.
I love this.
And I love the way they looked.
Oh, they were fabulous.
Oh, God,
did you ever see them live?
I never saw them live.
Oh, they were great.
From Oakland, California, though.
They're awesome. Pat, thank you so much for having me in. This has been a ball. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Let's listen to the words together,
Let's
listen to some civility from the Pointer Sisters. Here we go.
Now it's time for all good men to get together with one another. We got to iron out our problems and iron out our quarrels and try to live as brothers. And try to find peace within without stepping on one another. And do respect the women of the world. Remember, you all had mothers. We got to...